Welcome back to another episode. I'm Jason Lobdell with Nightwing Media, and I'm here today with
Brandon Shadler
and
Chase Grant.
All right, today we're going to get into it. Today, guys, I want to talk about passion projects because obviously shooting for clients all day sucks the joy out of life sometimes with your one passion that you have, which is shooting. So today I want to talk about what really drives you outside. What is like your, I just want to go shoot this or I want to go do this. What's your jam?
I mean, if we're talking right now, it's like 10 degrees outside, but usually I'm outside. I like to just be out in nature and like take the camera, go for a hike, maybe not even end up taking a photo, but like you're looking for compositions and trying to find that one thing that inspires you, you know? And that to me is a real driving factor. And then just like sitting at home, look, going through everything. Cause like I used to like look at every shot in my camera after I take it. And then I'm like realizing that half of the fun is going back and throwing the SD card in your laptop and searching through and seeing that you found that like one golden shot or whatever it is. That's really fun to me.
I love that. That's exactly it, right? Because you're just, if you're just taking a wander in the woods and you're just shooting and you're maybe looking for one, right? Because if you go on a mile hike and you're shooting through the woods, it's all going to look the same, but there's one in there that's going to talk to you and you're like, dude, that's my shot. That's my shot today. And I think anytime you're going on, you know, Andrew calls it, I'm just going to get lost in the woods and take some photos. And I think at the end of the day, if you're coming out with one photo that you're really happy with, that's all you need. So I haven't really told this to anyone, but I have been kind of documenting moments through the last 6 months. I don't bust out my camera all the time, but I think there's so much that happens in our day-to-day and in our personal lives that we just really don't realize are cool. And so I have been just kind of vlogging myself, but I will set up a camera like it's I'm being filmed and I'm just getting shots, and I'm doing it maybe once every 3 months, but I'm still just accumulating because I just want to look back or put something together. And that's kind of been my jam lately. And I've just been doing it. I've got some footage saved up and I'll eventually do something with it. But right now that's kind of what I've been doing.
Creating it. History, like it's like journaling, really.
Yeah, it is kind of like journaling because, like, there's so, I think we do so much all the time and we're so overstimulated that I'm like, oh yeah, I did do that, or I did go there, or this did happen. And 100%. Whether it's a noise or it's a smell, but like to have the footage to be like, dude, that was so cool. I did that. And I think documenting those trips, and I encourage you to do this, or you do this if you guys ever go somewhere, like take your tripod and film yourself out in those spots, or take photos of yourself on your equipment in those spots. Because if you don't, like, you go do cool stuff and you're not documenting it.
It's all, you captured the moment, but you didn't capture you in that moment.
Exactly.
And having that, because you could show everyone what you did, but then you have nothing of you in that. When you're stuck behind the camera,
with that for sure,
looking through the lens, but not on the other side of the lens, you're still just telling the story for you, but not of you.
Yeah, like showing others, it doesn't have the same impact, I guess.
It also, and this is so random, but, and we'll get to you because I want to hear what you want to do for your passion stuff. I already know, but I still want, I want everybody else to know.
I don't want to know. Okay.
The other thing too is like filming myself has made me a way better creative. Like, I'll shoot myself and I'll be like, oh, that shot sucked.
How do you set the atmosphere, the mood?
Yeah, like, how do I story tell that this is a cool place, or I'm doing something cool, or I'm in a cool location, or how do I want viewer to feel watching this 4-second clip?
Your brain sees it as that full-fledged, you know, Hollywood studio. You already see the final clip in a movie in your head. You're making your life a movie. You're the main character. And so you want to capture that and make that happen then.
Yeah, so it's really, that's a great point. It's really made me a better creative because I am struggling to like find those cool compositions, but it's so fun, man. I definitely recommend, like, if you have an hour or something's going on, set up your camera, record yourself. It's a challenge, but do it. If you're out, like, dude, you're always going somewhere, like, set up your camera and record yourself doing something.
Yeah, I have no excuse for that.
No, like,
I'm everywhere.
Yeah, especially because we all have phones in our pocket too. Like, it doesn't have to be shot on your camera. The phone's going to do an okay job. Like, I mean, you'll disappear and go to the UP and just do content. Or you're doing astrophotography like we talked about on the last episode. And like, you're doing so many cool things. Document it, man.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I always forget to document myself in the moment. And it's one of those things that, like, where I also do realize how often I'm behind the camera a lot, looking through the lens. But then just taking that step back also, like setting it up on the tripod, getting the interval timer, especially for astrophotography or the Northern Lights. And then just, I'll sit down on the beach or lay there and just take the moment and enjoy it and like sit in it and live it for a change too. Because you go to all these experiences, you go to a wedding, sometimes you lose that passion in the moment, or like you realize you're there on someone's happiest day of their life, or what's supposed to be. to you, it's like, I got to capture the moment. I got to capture this. You see, you watch everyone and see everyone laughing, smiling, the good food that you get to eat, you know, all the things that you're trying out, but you really don't take it into the moment. It's about learning to find that toggle switch and adjusting it just right to be able to still live in the moment and do your job at the same time.
Yeah.
And knowing when to put it full 100%. And then also just like, hey, sometimes when you go out and you do take your camera, you realize you didn't take any time for yourself out there at all.
Right.
And you were just behind the camera the whole time. And
I was going to say, sometimes you just need to not bring the camera too.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? See it through these lenses.
Yeah.
Can be enough sometimes too. And like,
we have those days where it's like, or we're going to do something and it's like, do we take our camera today or do we just go and enjoy our day? Because it, as soon as you, oh my God, there's a sunset and there's boats. And it's like, unfortunately, every time you don't bring your camera, it's
the best shot.
It's the best shot. Or, you know, Sam and I joke, like, if you're walking out of Meijer and it's the most epic sunset, but you're out at a beach and it's like subpar. Like,
it's always the grocery store parking lot.
Yeah, dude, what is with that? That's like the universe is talking to you or like poking at you. So you were talking about filming yourself and enjoying the moment, but you actually didn't talk about what your passion projects are. Like, what do you go after? What do you like?
So I have a couple different ones that I like. My biggest thing, like my biggest, I guess, personal project right now is wanting to recreate seasonal shots of some of my favorite places in Michigan with the landscape and the nature, and going back, getting that same comp every time and creating just like a seasonal shift, photo and video. Like, I've been collecting photo and video both. That way I can just take them all in one. And for me, it's just the thing I want to do. But then going out and capturing the landscape and the nature, after living in Alaska, I feel like nothing compares. And then road tripping back from Alaska to Florida, you know, seeing different landscapes and all these different places.
You went from Alaska to Florida?
Yeah. That was a wild road trip.
And now you're in Michigan.
And now I'm in Michigan. And doing that, seeing all these different landscapes, I just want to capture what's out there, not just for others, but to me, those, that one photo I take, it has more meaning to me. It may never see the light of day. But for me, it's just one of those things, I'll print it up, put it on the wall, or I'll get my phone background for a couple months or whatever, my laptop background. But it's also just memories for me, and I can remember that moment. I can remember what the temperature felt like, the wind, you know, the noise. I can just reflect back and deep dive into that and find that moment and that peace in my life again. But so I just try to, on the weekends or my downtime, always going out and trying to find a new place, a new thing, or going to some place that I know I enjoy and I like.
Yeah.
Finding a different way to capture it, or just how to improve that shot or composition with it, but really just documenting it in itself.
And that can be a real challenge, like revisiting the same area, but it's like a good challenge.
My favorite thing to do is I like to do spring, summer, and fall on Mackinac Island, but I'll go a couple times. You know, I'll do like little multiple trips, and I just walk around, act like a tourist for the day. And I'll just go with my camera and drone, and I just go around, and I just walk laps around the island. I'll go clockwise, and I'll go counterclockwise, and then I'll cut down alleys that I haven't done before or whatever. Always just seeing what I can see different, but it's interesting to not be there for the purpose of going to all the shops or the restaurants or anything like that. Just taking in the moment, the people, seeing families out together, living in, just we as humans should be doing, you know, not stuck in the work grind, not stuck in all these different aspects, just watching people be people and capturing those moments. And then, yeah, if I post them or sell them or whatever it may be, but people realize that they see that moment. I try to capture in that light of just the human aspect of it and the emotion and the scenery and putting that in there.
I love it. I am jealous, and I say that because I think, unfortunately, a successful creative means you're busy creative, and it's the punishment of being really good at your job. And I'm jealous that you can go do it. Not saying you're not successful, because you are, obviously. But what I mean is, like, you get so busy and overwhelmed with work that the thought of touching your camera, even for pleasure, sometimes leaves you.
I just have to force myself to do it. And it's, you taught me when I first started, and you're always talking about, you have to block time. You have to put, you know, you put out in your calendar time, like, we'll go walk the dog. Go, you know, all those little things, like, go downtown, Elk Rapids, walk the dogs. And enjoying that moment, taking the time away to do that. And for me, it's like, okay, I may have a project to edit or do on my personal side, but I'm like, okay, I don't sleep much. You know, I'm a night owl. I'm in that real great spectrum of being an insomniac, but I will go and be like, okay, it's a nice weather day today. We have sunny skies, 70 degrees. If, you know, if there's a summer or fall or something, not do anything today really other than editing. Yeah, I could go shoot some stuff, or maybe stop by a client, see what they need, what's up, or go shoot something in advance. But you got to take that time for yourself, because if you don't, then you let life pass you by and not living in that moment. I just realized that's become so important to me because in past jobs, in the military, it's a 24/7 grind. You
start to burn out.
You burn out. You burn out. Your life is your job. Your job is your life.
With the job being camera in hand all the time, I find too that like switching mediums, if that's something that is available to you, is really useful. Like going out just with my handy recorder. Maybe I'll bring the camera, but like go and find this pond at like where like when the sun is setting, all the frogs come alive and it's super loud and I'll just like record soundscapes, you know, and just capture audio. I want to start combining that with like find a real strong composition and then like have audio behind it, like a single photo though. And then you can kind of tell more of the story.
Yeah.
And you could do that with video too, but I just think it'd be an interesting medium, but
that
yeah,
is
switching
a cool combo.
Would be
yeah. I think talking back to burnout, I think you and I talked about that a few weeks ago to where I could tell you were getting close. And I think the conversation you and I had was don't let the system kill what you love. Because if you do that, then there's no joy. There's no point. And you're supposed to do what you love. Shooting is it. And if who you're working with or you're overworked and underpaid or whatever that is, and you're getting burnt out or you're starting to not like what you're doing, it's time to circle back and reconfigure what's going on.
Like you're saying with that burnout effect, it was starting to hit me. And even this week just got a little more stressful. Like you saw yesterday, I barely responded to it. I texted you like once earlier in the day and then once at like, I don't know, 10 or 11 p.m. last night. And I didn't text you on the drive over this morning. I was just like, I was working on finishing up like 3 client projects during the day yesterday, planning out another one that it got rescheduled due to just poor timing on other stuff for them. And that goes where it goes back to the last episode where we were talking about the team and having that, like how much of that I could bring in to Nightwing and pass off in that sense, because it would be, my life would be easier. You know, everyone has a role and stopping that burnout and I'd have more time for passion projects, but it's learning how to do that and then having those conversations with clients, because it's different being that solo and then going to something like Nightwing, but the value is undeniable. It's taking that personal aspect of it and that burnout that I was getting, like even this week, I just was stressed. I was up to like 2 a.m. last night.
I mean, stress comes with a job though. Yeah. I mean, if you're a creative and you're not stressed out, then you have the best clients in the world.
But it's like, I was up at 2 a.m., you know, and then I was up at 6 a.m. to get here, you know, 4 hours sleep, easy enough for me, but it's one of those things that sitting there having to feel that way or think that way. And then like, okay, I got the Northern Lights alert last night, partly cloudy. I could have gone and hunted, but I can't because my life is consumed.
Do you think your clients actually see the difference in your Northern Light shots from like the perspective of A and the perspective of C? Unless you have a landmark in your shot, I don't think they can tell the difference between aspen and pine. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And like trees are trees.
I always have to find that landmark or that vista that is recognizable. Because if I were to just go out in my yard and shoot up at the sky with the trees as the background, foreground, all, it's just going to be another Northern Lights photo that you see all those people just taking their phone out anyways or whatever and taking a photo and posting it. And when you're on that creative side and that passion for it, you want to take that amazing – you want to take the best photo, the most amazing photo, the one that people are going to be like, wow, who shot that? That's amazing.
Right.
And that's where it's hard not to even – overcompensate isn't the word, but put that pressure on yourself in the most relaxed situation walking around with your camera, like on a little day trip to Mackinac and just walk around and think about I want to find that best shot still in the back of my mind that is going to be the shot that, you know, Pure Michigan or someone that like – it's going to just be on the cover of a magazine, even though I'm just there for fun, trying to relax.
It's that drive that helps kind of fuel your creative side too, I feel like.
But having that passion and like, I'm just doing this for fun. It's not like I'm doing it for a shoot for a client. So I can relax a bit with it. I don't have that pressure of timing and all. I can just go walk around and do that. That's the best part. And blocking off that timer, just being like that random time right there. If I was going to take a hour break to go get lunch or something like that, or I knew I was going to go to the gym that day, going to the gym for an hour, maybe go fool around at sunset, chill at the beach for a bit to decompress. That's 3 hours of my day. Well, why can't I just take those 3 hours of that day? Or if I was going to game that night or watch Netflix or something like that, I'm going to take that time I would have allocated to that and go out there. Okay, that's 5-6 hours of my day. I live a 30-minute drive from Mackinac. I'll go hop on the ferry, go walk around the island for 2 hours, 3 hours, and come back. And I spent that time doing that instead and got to get out, have some fun, see something rather than be trapped inside.
That's something that I've been pushing with the team too, is because we did hit it so hard for so long, and you lose time, you lose valuable time. Like that was one of the biggest things I want for everybody on the team, is like, I want you to be able to shoot, make pretty good money without almost any responsibility, right? As long as you do a really good job and you put, I would say that's my line, but like you put points on the board and you go home, you drag and drop and right, we edit, and then Adam and Nate do their thing, and it's done. And you can go out, you can go on a date, you can go on a late night hike, you can go shoot astrophotography if you want, because you don't have the responsibility of the follow through that comes after those steps. It's done. Yeah. And that's something I've really wanted for everybody. And Dale, who's not here, and we've talked about that, is like, you know, yes, get addicted to the work, get addicted to doing a good job, but also get addicted to time, because it's the one thing as creatives we can't get back.
As humans, right?
Just in general.
Yeah.
It's even those things like the places we go with projects and work. How often would you be able to go into this multi-million dollar mansion, take it in, you know, just for a moment, like envision yourself in it, but we're always there doing the work. You go to a project for a client and you're behind the scenes, you're in a place that you would never have access to. You know, you're a part of their world and their life, but taking that in and for yourself a little bit too.
I mean, it is pretty cool being in those $3 or $4 million houses.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's always just taking that moment. Like, I do always try to at least take something from each day, from each shoot I go to.
I get what you mean though, to just drink it in and be there and just enjoy it. And there's times where that does happen. And it's like, it's okay to get stuck. Yes, should you go home and be done with the shoot? There are times where I go, you know what? It's not just the house, it's the ambiance of it, right? It's the waves crashing, or maybe it's the lighting. And you just get drawn in, at least that happens to me. And you go, well, I was supposed to be done in an hour, but I just felt the vibe of this place and it drew me in, and I've been here 3 hours longer than I was supposed to be. But did you get awesome shots because of it? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's like even Petoskey, so the break wall, getting the waves washing over. There's hundreds, if not millions of shots of that, I feel like, at this point, that everyone takes every time there's a storm over there.
Yeah, I'm ready for a new perspective of Petoskey. That'd be great. And to all you creatives in Petoskey, find something else.
Petoskey is one of those things now, I feel like I've shot it for like 4 or 5 years at this rate now, and that's about seeing it with a new light. And that's why I've kind of just like, I put my stuff out there occasionally, but it's not that I'm burned out with it, but I am to a degree. Of the fact that I don't want to be like everyone else with it. I want my passion for it is to be the best with it, to find that shot that no one has seen before and go from there. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I could sit there all day long. And it's like, now I used to do that. I used to just sit there. I'd wait for that one big wave. It was always when I put the camera down for a moment to watch, trying to read the actual, you know, troughs and all out there.
That it would just crash.
I'd wait for that right one. And then it'd be right then it just to be the biggest one. I'd be like, you got to be kidding me right now. And then I'd have to wait for another 30 minutes. But now it's like, you know what? No, what's something different I can get? What, you know, that passion is driving me in a different direction now. And that happened just due to growth too, due to different perspectives, due to the push from you guys. Taking that composition, that eye, what can I see? Where can I find that tunnel to shoot through? Where can I find that gap? Where can I just build out that photo? I have the foreground, the background, the subject, the depth, the emotion, the feeling, and put it all in one, the lighting. Take that and make it worth something, because otherwise it's just another photo. And
well, and that's what's going to make you a better creative at the end of the day, because you keep pushing to find that subject and find a way to make it intriguing, interesting, your own, and from a light and perspective that no one else is getting.